Osho, Zarathustra, a god that can dance. Commentaries on Friedrich Nietzsche's Thus Spake Zarathustra, given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 4.
Beloved Bhagwan, what is the greatest thing you can experience? It is the hour of the great content, the hour in which even your happiness grows loathsome to you, and your reason and your virtue also. The hour when you say, "What good is my happiness? It is poverty and dirt and a miserable ease. But my happiness should justify existence itself." The hour when you say, "What good is my reason? Does it long for knowledge as the lion for its food? It is poverty and dirt and a miserable ease." The hour when you say, "What good is my virtue? It has not yet driven me mad. How tired I am of my good and my evil. It is all poverty and dirt and miserable ease." The hour when you say, "What good is my pity? Is not pity the cross upon which he who loves man is nailed? But my pity is no crucifixion." Have you ever spoken thus? Have you ever cried thus? Ah, that I had heard you crying thus. It is not your sin, but your moderation that cries to heaven. Your very meanness in sinning cries to heaven. Where is the lightning to lick you with its tongue? Where is the madness with which you would be cleansed? Behold, I teach you the Superman. He is this lightning. He is this madness. Man is a rope fastened between animal and Superman, a rope over an abyss, a dangerous going across, a dangerous wayfaring, a dangerous looking back, a dangerous shuddering and staying still. What is great in man is that he is a bridge and not a goal. What can be loved in man is that he is a going across and a down going. I love those who do not know how to live except their lives be a down going, for they are those who are going across. I love the great despisers, for they are the great venerators and arrows of longing for the other bank. I love those who do not first seek beyond the stars for reasons to go down and be sacrifices, but who sacrifice themselves to the earth, that the earth may one day belong to the Superman. I love him who lives for knowledge, and who wants knowledge that one day the Superman may live, and thus he wills his own downfall. I love him who loves his virtue, for virtue is will to downfall and an arrow of longing. I love him who does not want too many virtues. One virtue is more virtue than two. because it is more of a knot for fate to cling to. I love him who is ashamed when the dice fall in his favor, and who then asks, am I then a cheat? For he wants to perish. I love him who throws golden words in advance of his deeds, and always performs more than he promised, for he wills his own downfall. I love him who justifies the men of the future and redeems the men of the past, for he wants to perish by the men of the present. I love him who chastises his God because he loves his God, for he must perish by the anger of his God. I love him whose soul is deep, even in its ability to be wounded, and whom even a little thing can destroy. Thus, he is glad to go over the bridge. I love all those who are like heavy drops falling singly from the dark cloud that hangs over mankind. They prophesy the coming of the lightning, and as prophets they perish. Behold, I am the prophet of the lightning and a heavy drop from the cloud. But this lightning is called Superman.
Man is a rope fastened between animal and Superman, a rope over an abyss. Man is not a being, but a process. Not a being, but a becoming. A dog is born a dog and dies a dog. It is not absolutely so with man. Gautam Buddha is born as a man and dies as a god. But to attain to this state, one has to be the lightning that burns all that is rotten in you, and one has to be mad enough to go beyond all the hypocrisies, all the mannerisms, all the fakeds that man has created, to remain without growing. Man is a rope fastened between animal and Superman, a rope over an abyss, a dangerous going across, a dangerous wayfaring, a dangerous looking back, a dangerous shuddering and staying still. What is great in man is that he is a bridge and not a goal. What can be loved in man is that He is a going across and a down going. Man is not static, he is change, and that's what is beautiful in him. Man is not dead but alive, that is what is lovable in him. He has to go across from animal to Superman, and he has also gather courage to go down from his high peaks of being a Superman to give the message and the joy and the dance to all those who are left behind, who have become static and who are not moving and who are not changing. I love those who do not know how to live except their lives be a down going, for they are those who are going across. Zarathustra's one of the greatest contribution is this, that once you have reached to the point of enlightenment, to the point of awakening, you should not remain there. That is too selfish. You should come back. Because millions of people are there. Perhaps their thirst is asleep. Perhaps they are not aware of their hunger. You have to provoke them and challenge them, and you have to guide them, and you have to show them the path, how they can also go across. How they can also change from the animal to the Superman. I love the great despisers, for they are the great venerators and arrows of longing for the other bank. These words should be written in gold. I love the great despisers, for they are the great venerators and arrows of longing for the other bank. A man who has no longing to go beyond, no longing to climb the Everest of consciousness, is not worthy to be called a man. I love those who do not first seek beyond the stars for reasons to go down and to be sacrifices. But who sacrifice themselves to the earth, that the earth may one day belong to the Superman. You have been told by all the religions to sacrifice yourself to attain the kingdom of God. Zarathustra says, sacrifice yourself to the earth, that the earth may one day belong to the Superman. Become the herald of the coming morning. Make the way for the Superman to happen. I love him who lives for knowledge and who wants knowledge that one day the Superman may live. And thus he wills his own downfall. A man who wants the Superman is certainly wanting that the man should disappear. The man should disappear into the Superman. I love him who loves his virtue, for virtue is will to downfall and an arrow of longing. I love him who does not want too many virtues. One virtue is more virtue than two, because it is more of a knot for fate to cling to. One should be one-pointed, a single arrow with your whole energy. Only then you can pass the dangerous abyss between animal and Superman. Many virtues are not needed. Zarathustra says, I conceive only one virtue, the longing for transcendence, the longing for the beyond, the longing not to remain man, but to go beyond man, to become God. I love him who is ashamed when the dice fall in his favor, and who then asks, am I then a cheat? For he wants to perish. It is not a great virtue to be successful. Successful as a man, because success needs all kinds of meanness, all kinds of fallacies, all kinds of false promises. Success needs violence. The successful man is not a man of love, is not a man of compassion. The truly compassionate man, the truly loving man, is ready to dissolve himself so that something great may arise. He wants to become the manure for the roses to grow. I love him who throws golden words in advance of his deeds and always performs more than he promised. For he wills his own downfall. I love him who justifies the man of the future and redeems the man of the past. For he wants to perish by the man of the present. I love him who chastises his God, for he must perish by the anger of his God. I love him whose soul is deep even in its ability to be wounded, and whom even a little thing can destroy. Thus he is glad to go over the bridge. He is not afraid of death, because he knows unless the seed dies, the plant will not grow. Unless the seed dies, there will not be any flowers. He is ready to die. In this courage, he is capable to go glad over the bridge, which is dangerous. The journey of transcendence is dangerous. You will be disappearing and something new will come into existence. You will be sacrificing yourself for the new to arrive. But this sacrifice is a great bliss, because you are a creator. You have become a womb for the new and for the great. I love all those who are like heavy drops falling singly from the dark cloud that hangs over mankind. They prophesy the coming of the lightning, and as prophets they perish. Behold, I am the prophet of the lightning and a heavy drop from the cloud. But this lightning is called Superman. Zarathustra is saying that the prophet proclaims about the future, stakes everything for the future, dies for the future, so that this planet can become a paradise. So this humanity need not be mean, need not be any more full of things which have to be condemned, so that this humanity becomes pure and innocent. Just as in the beginning of the rains, the clouds come, they herald only the beginning of the rain and the lightning. Zarathustra says, I am the prophet of the lightning. I want you to be aware that soon the Superman will be appearing. Be ready to receive him, and the only way to receive him is to be ready to sacrifice yourself. But this lightning is called Superman. Because this lightning is the beginning of a new season, of a new climate. The earth will become green. And the dead trees will become alive. And the naked branches will be with foliage. And there will be flowers all around. I have told you that my word for the Superman is the new man. Because the word Superman carries in it the idea of superiority. And in existence, nothing is superior and nothing is inferior. Things are only unique and different. The new man will be different and unique. The new man will not be serious. The new man will have a sense of humor. The new man will not be tense and anxious and full of anguish. Instead, he will be full of joy. The new man will be able to dance and sing and play and be a small child. The new man is the hope for the whole humanity.